Australian Foreign Minister Kevin Rudd has recognised Libya's rebel council as the country's legitimate government. More than 20 foreign ministers are meeting in the United Arab Emirates capital Abu Dhabi to discuss the future of Libya. They've all pledged an extra $1 billion to help the rebels. There's a growing exodus of refugees fleeing Syria to escape a threatened government crackdown in the northwest of the country. Nearly 2,500 people have now crossed the border into Turkey. The UN Security Council is debating a resolution condemning Syria, and the UN Human Rights Commissioner is urging its government to stop attacking its own people. The federal government is one step closer to winning a key independent support for a carbon tax. Independent MP Tony Windsor says the Productivity Commission report released yesterday proves the rest of the world is indeed acting on climate change. He says he's convinced that putting a price on carbon is the best way of tackling the problem. The Eritrean government is accusing an Australian man of being involved in terrorism and spying. Adrian Troy and three British men were arrested 6 months ago while working for a security company in the African nation. The Eritrean government has released pictures to back up its claim, but the security company says it's just a training video. And Mexico's Navy has seized a huge arsenal of weapons belonging to a drug cartel. Five men were arrested when they were found with fake uniforms. They led troops to a property where the weapons cache was stored. It included more than 200 rifles, 11 guns, and 17 hand grenades.